And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start in Idaho, where a federal judge has done something no court has done in the 4 years since Roe was overturned. He ruled that the Constitution still protects a right to abortion, not the elective kind, he says, but any time a doctor decides a pregnancy poses a serious risk to the mother's health, including the risk that she might harm herself. Idaho's attorney general has taken it to the Ninth Circuit. The Supreme Court handed this question back to the states, and one judge in Boise just took it back. The judge has since narrowed his own order to cover only the doctor who brought the case, so Idaho's law is enforced everywhere else. The question of who actually gets to decide showed up in the cattle country last week as well. Four companies now handle about 85% of the beef processing in this country, and President Trump called them a nasty monopoly last week and said he's having legal documents drawn up to let ranchers process and sell their own beef. And on Monday, the agriculture secretary delivered the first piece, a package called Ranchers First. Now, this landed right after the president waived tariffs on 300,000 metric tons of imported beef, which did not go over well in ranch country. And the cattlemen's groups aren't cheering either. Their line on this is that food safety inspection is not red tape. Beef also isn't the only price he's trying to bring down. Friday, the president announced what he's calling the biggest oil deal in world history. Venezuela's interim government handed a new joint venture a 100-year lease on 17 oil fields holding 65 million barrels, and the U.S. government will control 55% of it. This is the payoff from January when American forces removed Venezuela's dictator from power. And most of that crude is heavy and expensive to pull out of the ground, so it'll be years and billions in investment before anyone fills it at the pump. While Washington was redrawing the world's oil map, the WNBA spent 2 weeks arguing about a turtle. Toronto's expansion team rolled out a mascot named Dez, described by the team as a butch, non-binary snapping turtle who uses she-they pronouns, and they did it the night Sophie Cunningham came to town. Cunningham is the Indiana Fever guard who said out loud that women's sports are there for women, and she's been the league's designated villain ever since. She answered the turtle by going 3-for-3 from behind the arc in a Fever win. Two retired NBA players have declared for the WNBA draft, saying they identify as women. The league says that's bad faith, even though it's their own rules read back to them. And if you want to know what actually earns somebody a permanent place in people's hearts, Tennessee answered that last week. Governor Bill Lee announced plans to rename Nashville International Airport for Dolly Parton. And the airport board takes it up on the 17th. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.